Reading for our meditation today is taken from St. Paul's letter to the Philippian congregation, the third chapter, beginning with verse 18. Many are enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who set their mind on earthly things. For our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body, that it may be conformed to his glorious body, according to the working by which he is able even to subdue all things to himself. These are your words, Heavenly Father. They are your truth. We pray that you would now strengthen our faith through them. Amen. I'm going to ask you to use your imagination this morning. You are a child, and you're in an enormous room in a building full of lots of people milling around, doing various things, full of activity, and all of a sudden, someone very strong and friendly to you, but someone very strong picks you up and carries you to another part of the room and carries you to a place where there's a glass floor and brings you out into the middle of this large circle of glass that's part of the floor and sets you down in the middle of this glass floor. And beneath your feet, everything is glowing. Everything is full of light and glowing beneath you. And there are other people standing inside of this glass circle with you who are also looking down at what's underneath their feet with this glowing kind of world beneath them. And you start to look at it more closely and you see people down there. You see people that are very happy. And you see life that's going on, an activity that's going on. It's like there's an entire city beneath your feet. And there's an entire kingdom beneath your feet. And you see beautiful homes and palaces. And you see wonderful food. And you see just beautiful fountains. And you see different people talking. And everybody seems to be getting along so well. And everybody's living in perfect peace and harmony. There doesn't seem to be any sadness or difficulty at all. And you keep looking and studying more and more, and you see people talking with one another and singing together, and everything seems so nice. There's plenty of light inside of this, and you're just amazed as you look down through this glass at this kingdom that is down below you. And the person who had picked you up and carried you out into the middle of this circle and placed you there begins to explain some things to you and says to you, this is where you're going to live someday. You're going to live down in this kingdom, this beautiful, glowing kingdom full of light. And everything there is going to be perfect for you in your life. And someday, the prince of this kingdom that you're looking at is going to come back and is going to take you finally to go live in that perfect home. And that's where you'll be forever. And you see some of your loved ones down there as well. And even in the group that's standing there with you looking through the glass floor, you see many of your loved ones there also. And the people who are standing there inside of this glowing circle with you, this is the holy Christian church in the world. This is the believers of Christ, Jesus Christ, in this world. And the one who picked you up and brought you out into the middle of that circle is God himself, the Holy Spirit. And he did this through the process of your baptism, picking you up out of the crowd, selecting you to be one of the children of light, to now live and wait for that wonderful day when you'll be in that kingdom. And through his word and instruction in Scripture, he gives you a view into the future life that you will have and the future home you'll be living in. And he says that this has all been done for you. It's all taken care of for you because of what the Son of God, the Prince of Peace himself, has come to do by going to the cross and rising again from the dead on your behalf. And it's faith in Christ that now allows you to stand on this circle of glass and to look down at this glowing, wonderful, perfect future home where you will someday live. Paul writes it this way: our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body, that it may be conformed to his glorious body, according to the working by which he is able even to subdue all things to himself. Now, the problem is the people who are not on the circle with you, the people who are out on the other part of the floor, they don't get the circle. They don't understand it. They don't understand why you want to be there. They don't understand why you want to be standing there. They don't see the value of it. It seems ridiculous. It seems silly and pointless. And they begin to mock you. They begin to call out to you and make fun of you for being there. And it's hard to explain to them, from your perspective, standing on this glass floor, looking at what you have waiting for you, it's hard to explain to them why it's such a wonderful place to be. Because in their minds, being outside of the circle is what really, that's really where life is in their minds. But outside of the circle, there's nothing but death. And you know it. And you've learned this and been taught this. And yet they call to you and they make fun of you and they mock you and they want to be an enemy of anybody who's living inside of the circle. Listen to what Paul says. Many are enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who set their mind on earthly things. And they call out to you and me to get out of the circle, to get out of there. It seems so pointless and so worthless for our future. Their desire is to get us to come back and to join them. And there are times when we maybe are lured back over to the edge of that circle, and we start to question whether we should be there. Because there's a lot that seems to go on in the rest of the room that seems pretty interesting and pretty fun. But those who are in the middle of the circle, fellow children of light, call out to you. And they encourage you, don't leave, come back. Stay in the light. Stay in the glow of this future kingdom that we have waiting for us. They don't want you to miss out on the arrival of the prince. They don't want you to miss out on the grand entrance that you will finally get someday into that beautiful, perfect, absolutely perfect home where others are already living and enjoying that bliss of heaven. And it's that very prince who says to you today, as you're standing in that circle, as one of his children by faith, be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life. Stay in the circle. Amen. Please rise for prayer. Today we offer a prayer on behalf of Kim Holtz. Kim is the mother of Marie McPherson. That would be Dr. Ryan McPherson's wife. And she is nearing the final days of her life in hospice. Let us pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, it would appear that in your loving wisdom, you will soon call your servant Kim to her eternal rest. Be with her and the members of her family in these coming days. Preserve her in faith by your saving word, and give all of her family members as well confidence in you and your gracious promises. Grant all of us the eyes of faith in Christ to look forward to the glorious home of your saints, that we may remain with Christ until we reach the paradise of your heaven. We ask it all in his saving name. Amen.